Blog Talk Radio.
DJ Lenny Takano.
Unstoppable
Dynasty.
Young
Hope. I'm a hustler, baby.
Hustler.
I just want you to know.
Cold. Gonna let you know.
It ain't where I've been.
It ain't where I've been.
But where I'm about to go.
Top of the world.
Young Hope. Now, I just wanna love ya.
Just wanna love
you. For be who I am.
Know you love me.
And with Cold. All this cash.
More money, more problems.
Don't forget your man. Now give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that good stuff.
But don't bullish your man.
Come on. Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that good stuff.
When the Remy's in the system, ain't no telling when I'm f***ing, will I diss them? That's what they be yelling. I'm a pimp by blood, not relation. Y'all be chasing, I'll be placed them, huh?
Rockstar.
Hello. Hello.
Phil Shuler.
Hello. Yes, sir.
Phil, you are on the No Bullshit Show, man. I'm just calling you to ask you some questions. You know, people tell lies all the time. I just want to know. I got a question. I need to know.
You remember what our buddy Russell told us one night? Okay, let's say anything.
That's why I'm calling you. That's why I'm calling you. Because I ain't believing what a motherfucker just told me. But I got to ask. I got to ask you, though. You ready for the question?
Go ahead.
Did the Southern Assassins call that ass out of Orangeburg and you declined?
They walked on my trailer before they ever unloaded their car, and I tried to lock them in and run them on 29. I had 29s on in Orangeburg. And I tried to lock them in for the last 2 months on big tires. And they wouldn't say a peep. And then after I ran the finals of the race, they was loaded up.
So somebody told a bold-faced lie. I told him it was a lie, Steve. I told him it was a lie.
But here's the problem. Steve came over, we talked to Steve some. The problem is the people with pom-poms that ain't got no race car are the ones causing problems.
That's right. That's right. And ain't betting that neither. Don't leave that.
If Steve tells you that he tried to lock me in, then I will tell him he's lying. But the rest of them cuties, I don't worry about what they say.
Yeah. I'm just listen, man. I'm just asking. It's about 70 something people on here, you know, be listening to the
Correct.
Shit I be wanting to talk about, which I don't be talking about none. It's fun to me. It's fun.
But I'll tell you, I can't remember his name. What's the heavy set board is always did with his name. I can't think of his name. I call him Okie, but I know it, the other guy was named Okie. This guy was always what country boy that ain't with him no more? He used to drive the Mustang. Tall boy. Got a Camaro he races now sometimes with some loggers. God, what's his name? Anyway, I talked to him, and I'll tell the whole world what I told him. At any point on big tires that they want action, let me know, and they won't ever have to stop count. Breaker 1-9, this thing working.
Phil.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
I keep losing you, or you losing me.
I don't know. I got this ragged ass headset on, looking like a fucking truck driver.
That's because you be blog talking through the Walmart plan. You gotta get rid of that Net 10 and get you a real phone.
No, man. I got motherfucking. I have Verizon. I got AT&T now. I quit Verizon. They high ass. Verizon high as fuck, man. Anybody got Verizon phone? I know they feel like I do. They high. They should start out low. That bitch end up high. I don't know how. I don't look at the bill. I just pay them. That's probably why. They probably got some kind of
But all they got to do is let me know, give me a little bit of time, and on Big Tires, they got action for eternity, and they won't ever have to stop count.
Hey, Phil, why you don't put a nitrous motor in that car, man? Inquiring mind.
Why would I? Why would I?
Because,
I had one.
Because,
hold on.
We know that.
I had one. I had one in there, and I had the exact same amount of action I have right now.
Okay.
I had one man that would race, and then we ended up being on the same team. I didn't, and when I had it, I didn't ask nobody if they were boosted or if they had a blower or they had nitrous or they had turbos. I said, if you have a back half, you have a race. And
so you don't think putting the nitrous in that car gets you more races? I'm just asking.
No, it don't interest me.
Right. You got a bigger picture. You doing other things with the car where you got.
I'm doing
more
what I want to do, not what somebody wants me to do.
Yeah, but you got more hustling you can do the way you sitting, I guess, is a good thing.
Well, I call it whatever. I tried to lock them guys in for the last 2 months for him, because I knew we were going to both be there. We both had a mutual friend that was involved in the race.
Right.
And asked us if we would come, absolutely would be there. I had all intentions of going there on Big Tires to run them. For 2 months, I tried to lock them in. I even tried to lock them in for two races with. There was a race we were going to try to go to in Darlington, the race where they had the Pro Mods there back in March. I told him he didn't want to lock in heads up. I said, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. We'll lock in both races, Orangeburg and Darlington. I'll do the back tires in Darlington. If you get away, we run heads up for the same pot. It was a nice, light 5,000. Nobody was going to go broke racing.
Mm-hmm.
We're locking in both races up front. You get the back tires in Orangeburg. In Darlington. You win in Darlington, we run head up in Orangeburg. I win in Darlington, you get the back tires again in Orangeburg.
That's fair. That's starting some shit. Because that race can
everybody
go back
went on,
and forth.
Everybody went on mute.
Yeah, but look.
And then, the Darlington thing didn't happen, so I kept trying to see if they would lock in for Orangeburg, and they wouldn't. Well, they had a 10,000 to win 29 race. What would you do?
You're right. But look, Phil, let me say this to you.
Yes, sir.
If that race ever got off, right, between you and them, that would start a whole lot of shit. Not that you or him, you know, dying for some fucking action. I'm just saying it would start a lot because that would start y'all going back and forth.
Here's what I'll say you keep saying about a nitrous winner, all right? Let's forget about the cars. The cars have nothing to do with what we're talking about. We're going to just say both cars are back halves, and we'll just call it good at that. They're both cars are back halves.
Right.
All right. I have a Roots blower on my car, not a screw blower, so it's not a Pro Extreme. It's a Pro Boost engine.
Pro Boost, all right? Yeah.
We're going to take our Grudge Racing hat off for a minute. We're going to put our Class Racing hat on. All right?
Okay.
Pro Boost is outlaw, just with a little bit of weight rule, PDRA. Pro Nitrous is outlaw. Well, they got a 960 cubic inch limit, but other than that, it's pretty much outlaw with a little weight rule. Pro Nitrous is very similar to their drivetrain. Pro Boost is very similar to my drivetrain. I would almost say they're probably 90% the same. All right? You follow me so far?
Yeah.
Pro Nitrous cars are faster than Pro Boost cars. That's not me saying that. That's the... The record in one is 69. The record in the other one is 73. But close.
Kind of close.
All right. The weight difference from Pro Boost to Pro Nitrous is 125 pounds, I'm pretty sure.
Well, Phil, that's out my category because I don't know.
No. I'm just saying the weight difference is 125 pounds.
Right.
Well, I will promise them I'm going to come in 125 plus over them.
Well, let me ask you a question. You know, I know that.
Because the whole reason for them not racing is I got a blower. Well, a Roots blower is not any faster than a nitrous car. They run together in NHRA. They run together in PDRA. The nitrous is faster. They run against each other in NHRA, quarter mile.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you, what would you give Bobby Cole slow as?
I'm not interested in chasing Bobby Cole for a race. It has nothing to do with Buddies and Mike Hill or any of that. I just don't see that as somebody I need to chase for a race. If he come looking for me for a race, then I'm just a man. I'll do whatever I got to do.
Right. I see. I'm going to have to come out the bushes. I'm going to have to come out the bushes and run into Bobby Cole. That son bitch got my $2,000. I ain't been the same since I gave it.
Nah.
I'm serious. I'm talking about my heart was broken. Man, I felt like a broke dick dog. You ever seen a broken-hearted man? That motherfucker ain't no good for nothing, Phil.
You just beat down?
Oh, man, I'm talking about I was fucking broken-hearted. And it ain't had nothing to do with nothing except for I had to pay. I hate paying punk outs.
Oh,
man.
No,
that's
no,
really
no,
hurts
no.
me to my soul.
No, that's like red lighting or anything like that. You lose and never had a chance.
Oh, man,
you
I was,
you
man,
don't
listen.
Get to say nothing for your money.
Man, I'm talking about I was broke big dog behind them $2,000. And that Bobby Cola ass on the phone, he's sitting there all quiet and shit. Fucking.
Would you feel bad? Would you wouldn't feel no kind of way if you had a man to drive 13, 14 hours to come get the 2,000, right? Race ready.
Oh, no, I wasn't that.
Yeah.
Hey, Phil, let me say this, because I heard it last week. He didn't have to do that. He could have let me out for a little cut. I would have gave it to him. But he
I'm be honest with you.
Hold up,
shit, as y'all talk, nobody could let nobody out of nothing.
I know it, but that's why he drove over there.
he wasn't gonna have the car. I would have took $1,000.
I didn't know.
Hey, Rock. Huh? Not only is he gonna let you out a little bit, I'm gonna snatch it with some authority when you get to.
Damn right. Hey, look. I didn't know till the end that I wasn't gonna have the motherfucker. I didn't know the Friday. Like I had to go out. He was already on the road when I
found out. Well, hold on. You know, Tyke Man got lost trying to get back with it.
Hey, leave Tyke Man alone. We was trying to play that shit to the end. And it, hey, look, that motherfucker could have blew up. Hey, look, that motherfucker could have had a blowout. Anything could have happened to him on the way, and he wasn't there by seven for $2,000. That's worth playing some guys. If it was $500, man, I ain't playing with you, man. Don't take this money. But for $2,000, we got to take that shit to the door, man.
I don't know. For $2,000, you go wait to whatever the lock-in was 01.
Yeah, I agree
with that.
Hey, unless he would have went on and just called me and said, "Rob, if you know the car ain't gonna come, give me $1,000 before I leave my house," I would have gladly paid him because I was on the fence. You know what I'm saying? But he never said that. He wanted to be greeted for them $2,000. He was coming to get them $2,000. Like, come on, give me it. So they were in place.
I didn't want to drive up there, man. I didn't. But I thought maybe it would have been your chance and your opportunity to say, "Hey, look, we ain't gonna have a goddamn car, man. I'm gonna give you $1,000."
I think what Bobby's saying, Rock, is all everybody's phone got digits on them. If you push them, they'll connect to the other one.
But look, I'm going to say this one more time, too, Bob. Let me say something to you. And I don't want you to take this the wrong way. And Phil, you can attest to some of this. When I lock a man in, he's supposed to get what we locked in on. I don't want to really be playing that game or the one to be trying to short your money
or
nothing from what we're doing.
But if you would have offered it, I
would have entertained it. But I wasn't going to ask you to give you less than what I originally locked you in for, because that's on me.
I just don't rock like that.
I don't do that.
You ain't going to knock on the door and ask if the welfare office open, but if they hand
right.
you got 20, you going to take.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and take the motherfucking go. But
right.
that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't
like,
I'm not going
like
to be the one to
suggest it. It was his show. I feel like. Well, he knew he wasn't going to come. That wasn't going to need me driving that far. It wouldn't have been all right with me. If I knew I wasn't going to make it somewhere, hey, man, here it is.
I didn't know till you was on the road. When you was on the road, I found out that it just was a busted deal. But, again, for the type of money it was, you know, if it was $500, then obviously I wouldn't even let you out on the road because I know it was going to cost you, you know, it wouldn't have been beneficial. But for $2,000. We got this, you know what I'm saying? You got to come on and talk to me, unless you say, "Rock, what's the deal? Let's cut this shit down the middle, or give me $1,500. Then I would entertain some of that, but I wasn't going to beg you, to cut the pot.
That's what that last call was. I said, "Rock, what you going to have going on over there, man?" I called you. Remember I answered it?
Yeah, but you didn't say nothing about no damn price cuts. You called talking about some other shit, but you didn't call talking about the right shit. See, you didn't. See, Bobby, I give you credit for calling, but let's call it like it is. You wasn't calling you didn't call me to speak about nothing.
I mean,
I'm trying to goddamn make sure that 2000. 901.
No, remember I told you, I said that it started off as a conversation, then I just started off as drama. I said, no, this shit reminds you of home. And shit, fuck that. I could be patient.
Who the fuck is that?
We about to hear something.
Yeah, well, they just talking, so I just went on and muted them back. But anyway, Bobby, you didn't do that, and I wasn't going to ask you to do that. That just ain't the right thing to do. We got some hands
Rock,
up. See
I'm
going
to get off here so I can get some more work done.
Hold on, Phil. Somebody might want to talk to you. Oh. This your cousin right here want
to
speak to you.
Here.
Big Dre, they go your lover.
Man, I don't want to talk to Phil. Shoulder. What's up, Phil?
What's going on, Dre?
Hey, man, what
William Brown messing with you about? I seen William Brown with a post with a bear upside down in the water.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. William Brown look like them punks I put on this page. You saw them faggots on there? That's what William Brown is. He's a green-eyed faggot.
Damn.
Well, if William Brown breathes wrong with you, Drake, give me my phone number.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
you
yeah.
gave him some authority, Phil. That bitch going to be calling you. That's going to be a problem, Phil. Hey, Dre going to be trying to lock you in with your shit now. I can hear him tomorrow calling me. Motherfucker, what you want to do? I locked you in with Phil.
Well, Rob, you ain't got to get off the phone right now. Lock your ass in with Phil Shuler. He just said I got authority. Lock you in with the goddamn.
Hey, I tell you what. I lock you in for
wow.
Hey, I'm going to lock you in for 2-on-2. Now what?
Yeah, $2 on $2. That ain't crazy, motherfucker.
That's a really dog question right there.
That's it. 2-on-2. Well, Phil, we appreciate
$100
talking to us little people. Talking to us small people. You know, we little people in the game.
No, man. I can tell y'all, I had a blast in Orangeburg, man.
I mean, I got a lot of
grudge racing, you know, in a while or any of that. But I'll tell you what, them boys, they scraped that whole racetrack. They gave it some attention it's been needing, and by Saturday evening, you could get right out there.
That's a badass track, man. We always
know. Oh, man, it is. It is an awesome, awesome facility.
Oh yeah.
What's up with the solid track? It's a good track.
Yeah.
All concrete, all poured in place concrete walls, smooth as glass. We had the shadow set on cruise control out there.
That goddamn all good track is on fire. That all good
track
real, though.
Did anybody try to run Kai Kelly? That's what I want to know.
You want to hear a funny story about Kai Kelly? So the black fellas always knew him. They call him Smoke. I don't know his name. Some guy local there to Orangeburg, and you know how long we've been going to Orangeburg, so I know pretty much everybody around there.
Right.
So he comes over, he said, that guy over there with Kai Kelly said, I asked him, were they looking for some problems? And they said, they're looking for anybody in the track. So I walk over there. Kai's up in the trailer. I walk over there and Smoke's out there messing with the car or something. I say, I hear y'all looking for some trouble out here. Yep, what you got? I said, well, it don't sound like it. No matter what I got, you said anybody in the track? Well, yeah. Kai turned around in the trailer, looked at me and said, hell no. And that was the end of that.
706-0306.
Smoke said, why? He said, we don't want nothing to do with that.
I want to run that guy. Hey, look here. I got something I want. I just want to know where. See, I just want to know where they bet some money. That's all I be wanting to know. Where the motherfuckers really bet paper? Or
what it is? Just like everybody else, I think they'll bet good money in their element. I think they would run me if I came to their element, but I'm not interested in coming to their element.
Them motherfuckers paid me $3,500. You thought it was fake money or something,
right.
Motherfucker?
Shit. I ain't know what.
Yeah,
I'm gonna tell you something.
They said you'd run it on the street over there. You could get all the bet you can stand. Yep.
Hey, check this out though. When King B ran them motherfuckers on the TV, they told him that was TV money, so he couldn't get paid. So yeah, I guess they will.
That's something different. We talking about. I don't know about you. Hey, Phil, I don't know about you, but a damn tree ain't lost a race yet. I mean, ain't lost yet when them cars try to go.
Mm-hmm. Look,
that's
look,
the only
look,
thing
look.
I'm afraid
two
of.
Two things you ain't got to worry about Phil doing or Phil's car. I'm not no prep racing, and I'm not street racing. Y'all can have it. Whoever can have it, like, whatever. If you want to play Russian roulette with three bullets, have at it. I'm not interested. I'm going to stick to one.
Hey, Phil. Now, when we used to street race back in the day, when we was going everywhere, we follow y'all ass around.
Hold on.
The cars
but
were
we seen
nowhere.
How, hold on. But we witnessed how easy that can go really bad.
Yeah. But those cars were nowhere near as fast as what I'm saying.
Correct.
You got cars might have been 620 cars at there for
they
5,
got,
8
they got a
cars.
Race. They got a race coming up in Houston, I think, that's 75,000 to win. Do you know how many people?
Nah, it's 100,000. You talking about that no prep.
Right. You know how
yeah,
many
that's 100,000.
Off walls and saying, careful.
100.
The problem is not the no prep. The problem is human nature makes us think we got it. Right up until the point we don't.
Damn.
Yeah.
So,
Phil,
let me ask you a question. A no prep race with that kind of, they got to have, I don't know, man. Maybe I'm stupid or something. They must have got sponsors or something. Somebody with a bunch of money throwing it at. That's a lot of
money.
No,
it's
buy
sponsors.
In.
Man,
you
it's
buy
popular.
In.
Sponsors.
Oh, it's
no,
sponsors.
No, no. It's
I thought, okay.
$100.
So you don't buy
it. 30
okay.
or 40 cars. No, it's probably
okay.
a couple $100 buy in or something like that. I don't know. A lot of them are free entry. You put on sponsors. You've seen how many people there.
That's
hey,
right.
It's just like anything. How many people you know are standing there and watch a train wreck? A lot.
Well, Phil, I believe
people like turmoil
enough.
And drama.
I believe you're talented enough to go over there and get that money. I believe that, but
I'll tell you the same thing. I told
don't do
Ty
it. I wouldn't
Kelly.
Do it. I wouldn't do it.
I told Ty Kelly in Orangeburg. I said, just be happy we're not interested in it. I said, because if we wanted to put the effort into it, you would not have a chance.
God damn.
Say,
that
I'm finna. Phil, I'm finna say something right now. Ain't none of them motherfuckers gonna have no chance because all them blower cars finna jump in there for that $100,000. Frank and Taylor and all them motherfuckers gonna come out the woodwork. And Kyle Kelly, Barry,
and
man,
man
none of them motherfuckers
the gonna first be. One and never made a full pass and still beat them all.
Yeah, they let them blower cars get in that shit now and see now them blower cars and now they finna bring out them motherfuckers.
I can't remember what
Oh, yeah, he talking about old boy down in he called for Fort Worth. He got that blower car. He beat the shit out of Birdman.
Something like that, I think.
Yeah, that's him.
Right.
Wiley. Yeah, he beat Birdman
yep.
for that last little prep race.
63 vet. Never made a full
so,
pass.
So, that bitch
there.
Never went down the track full and he got Birdman.
But you know what? I'm going to tell you some shit. Birdman make that thing look kind of easy because when he out there, his car look like he's a smooth sailor right on down the racetrack.
Well, because you don't have to go fast. You just got to go A to B.
Yeah, you ain't going too
right,
fast
right.
on that motherfucker. You just going straight down the track.
Right.
They fucking up now, though. They letting them blowers come in there, so ooh-wee.
Well,
you can't not let them in there. Ain't no rule.
Yeah.
They got
ain't
a
no
tire
rule,
and that's it.
What tire they run, Phil?
Any tire you want. I mean, they just got to go down by five. Big tires or small tires.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you can't
well,
do a burnout past a tree or they disqualify you.
Right. Yeah, you can't burn out across the beams.
Oh.
If your front tire touches the pre-stage bulb and the burnout, you can go on and load
they
up.
Throwing your ass out.
I wouldn't mind going to watch one of them races because that's just like MMA. Boxing is trouble. Have you been in an MMA fight, Phil?
Yeah, I went to one in Vegas when we were out there a couple of years ago with Tito Ortiz because Ron Katz
man.
Was Tito real good.
Hey, look, I'm going
to
say this one. I'm going to say this. I went to the one with Holly Holmes and the Irish kid that got fucked up. Both of them got choked out.
McGregor.
McGregor. I went to the fight. Sitting ringside. I go in there. I'm thinking it's going to be a class. My first one. I normally go to boxing. I go in there. I'm sitting around. I'm thinking ringside gonna be nice. I'm all dressed up and shit. I go in this motherfucker. Hey, look, Phil. Ringside motherfuckers up there jumping around, acting crazy. So I'm like, damn, the demographics ain't right. Hey, when Conor McGregor got beat, them motherfuckers start throwing beer up in the air. They started fighting. I mean, all this shit going ringside. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I mean, they were going crazy the whole fight. That shit is so turned up. Boxing got to be in trouble because MMA is
oh,
like
boxing,
the shit.
Boxing's been in trouble before that just because boxing – hold on. Here's a good analogy, and you ain't gonna want to hear it. Boxing got the same problem grudge racing got. Too many people think they know how it's supposed to be.
Yeah. And they
you
forget about the race.
64, this BA and that BA and this organization and this sanctioning body and this that. There's 940 belts the same class.
Well, I'm going. Listen, they put an impression on me so hard that I'm going this Saturday to see John Jones redeem himself after the drug accusations and all the getting high and all that shit. I'm going to see what he's going to do, and I'm sitting in the same goddamn seat where I can see. I want to see the power in these guys. Man, I'm telling you, that shit is so, that shit exciting, man. That's like blood right
there. I ain't going to lie. I went to the Kimbo Slice fight that they just had a couple of months ago.
All right.
I'll
let somebody got a deposit hanging out.
Okay, Phil, I'll holler back at you. All right,
y'all be
good. All right. Bobby Cole.
Yeah.
I heard you got 29s on that motherfucker. What the fuck you want?
Oh,
my
shit.
Goddamn money.
Yeah,
my ass. Yeah, you can hear. What you want to do? I'm glad you called my phone. I want to lock up 2-on-5 again, and I want the hit up break with P.I.
I ain't giving nobody a break.
Man, why? See, I don't understand. You want everything, but you ain't willing to give shit. Come on, man, be fast. You all them pro mods and shit give you the head up breaks and running the breaks and all this old dumb shit, but you can't give up nothing. Now, why is that?
You got the back time.
What?
Did I just hear you out for rock the back time?
You got the back, you got 29 on that.
Bobby, that shit ain't fair you talking about, man.
Chill. Yeah, it is. I don't see nothing wrong with it. That's a little bump and grind.
Bro, I'm telling that motherfucker he either got the back tower to clear. He got one of them. Nah, he can't get both of them. Get him one of them.
Memphis Racer. Hey, hold on. Hey, 706-0306. Who is this? You on the No Bullshit Show with the Memphis Racer, Bobby Hill. Okay, this caller don't want to call. Let me put you back on mute. Bobby, now let's talk about this, though. You want everything in racing, but you never want to give a bitch nothing.
Don't worry about what I give. Do you want to receive?
I'm saying, Bobby, you don't. That's the problem. You ain't really trying to race. You saying race stopping language. I don't, man, come on, man. Back tie with my car is not a fair race with your car.
But you don't think so?
Hell no. I tell you what, if you think it's fair,
show me you can't get away from it.
If you think it's fair, then swap cars. You get in mine and I get in yours. Come on, Bobby. You're trying to race. Bobby, what kind of bullshit is that? You ain't earned nothing a bitch done gave you.
How come I?
Hey,
what
you mean?
I don't look like them.
Stop lying. I don't sit like you at all.
You got 29 on.
And you had big tires on when you ran them guys. And with the ball.
Put some 28 on. Put some 28
on. And motor. I ain't got none of them. I ain't never had them on my car. Come on, Memphis Racing. I'm trying to get my motherfucking money back out.
You can't get it back that way,
cuz. Well, okay. Well, lock butt naked in 2-on-5, motherfucker.
Butt naked blowed up.
Well, put a motor. You got a motor in the trailer the other day. Put that in the car.
Butt naked blowed up.
Hold up. You got more than. Listen, you just had a motor in the trailer.
But you can't dictate what I got going on.
Okay, well, fuck
up.
Okay, well, fuck it. Back to you. Get right.
I just told you, girl. You don't want it.
Memphis Racer, boy, I tell you, you really hurt my heart, man. You hurt my heart, man. It's people like you that won't let a motherfucker try to get across their ass when they're trying. Motherfucker trying to race you because you trying to stop it. You talking language that's not even, but you ain't even addressing my you saying something
you
that never happened.
You
want
to win, man. You want to win.
I don't
want to
win. Listen, I'm playing a race, but the back tie is not a fair race between me. I tell you what, anybody on this phone that thinks the back tie is fair, hit the one button, please.
Man, ain't nobody really want to talk about what you're talking about.
You don't want to talk about it because you don't want to do it.
Well, I'm going to wait until let's see how many here hit the one button.
Well, motherfuckers don't talk on this show because, you know, they want to hear me talk. And that's fine. But I'm saying to you, hit your motherfucking one button so we can lock in, me and you. Motherfucker, I ain't let you keep my goddamn money. You think I'm stupid? You think I'm crazy or something? You thought you was just going to keep that shit and run around town with the motherfucker?
You got the back tie.
Man, fuck that.
You ain't got mad yet?
No, I ain't gonna get mad like that. You wait till my goddamn co-host call in, boy. He load them goddamn cars up. It's gonna be a problem. I'm just saying to you, Bobby, I just feel like, man, you know, that ain't fair. You know that ain't fair between my car and your car like that. Yeah, that if that's the case, then goddamn motherfucker lock you in with field car and you shouldn't be asking for nothing either if you think that. Same fucking scenario, player.
What did Phil just tell you?
I'm just telling you. You know, y'all buddy, so he ain't really trying to run behind you. Y'all buddy, you know, that's camp for camp. You know, that's like off limits. That like, you know, motherfucker can't mess with each other girls and shit. Same type of analogy, you know. We don't do that. I understand. But I'm talking to you. Fuck all the field. Me and you. You got my money. I'm talking directly to you.
You're going to have an opportunity to get you some money back off me.
How? With what? You won't race the shit. You won't race the shit we talking about now.
You going to bet with Marco them when we go to Mike race. You going to bet with them. If we grab
I'm going to be in California.
I don't give no fuck. You sent it in the mail now, motherfucker.
I'm going to be in California. Me and
send
you all
the
and we can PayPal it across the counter. I'll do that with you. But shit, I'm going to be here. I ain't going to be there. But I won't be back over there to Tate rate. I got to work, man. Shit. Y'all done took my money. I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying. All of what you're saying, I get. But I'm saying, I can't go over there and then come back. Come on, Dre. I'll put your ass on mute now. Mute your fucking phone. Mute your phone.
You say what, Rob?
You say what now? Mute
I'm
your phone.
I'm having women problems right now, man.
Well, mute the motherfucking phone. I'll mute it for you. We don't want to hear that shit. Now, what you say about it?
We're gonna bet.
I'm talking about my shit. We can worry about that.
I just gave you something.
The back tire ain't no race. I ain't got no chance with that.
Only time I can do that with you is over here. Tate race. Tate race, we're gonna do something.
Man,
Tate
listen,
race, I'm gonna do something with you.
Tate race, let's talk about it now and get $2,000 locked in. Fuck the bullshit.
No. I ain't gonna do that.
Why not?
Motherfucker like I'm gonna give you the back tie. You want it for $2,000? Well, like $2,000 on $2,000.
We running for $5,000. I ain't running for no $2,000.
Well, you can lock two in on $5,000.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to do, but I'm saying we're gonna make a better race than that. Shit, ain't no that race. I'm not willing to pay you for. We even got to unload the car. Shit, that ain't no fair race.
You locked in 2 on $5. That's a good damn race.
Man,
show me that you can't win.
I already know I
can't
win.
And you can't, your word of mouth ain't going to tell you can't win.
I can't.
I just saw a lot of shit happen.
Man, I can't win that race.
Shit. Kyle Kelly with me with a 460.
That's a Kyle Kelly. I can't even go that. Shit, I ain't got no damn car to go that fast. What are you talking about?
Yeah, well.
I tell you what, Bob. I'm going to see how much gamble you got in you. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take 1-1 straight off the goddamn trail at Tate race.
I don't care what you got. I don't know why. I'm not giving you 1-1. You got the back tie.
No. Hell no. Well, this ain't going to be no damn racing going on here. Bible, so what happened over in Macon this past weekend?
Had a damn good race over there in Macon.
Who did something?
Man, I don't know. I was doing a lot of testing. Couldn't get the car going down the racetrack. They paid the funk out money. Marcus blew the car up, and Jeff Rogers
what
was
about?
On standing. D&D and them grudge race, they lost. Chubb and them beat D&D.
How Dre look? I mean, how what's the name look? How did Jeff Rogers look?
It wasn't too impressive to me. When he pulled out.
So you wish you had your big ties on so you could have got you some money. Is that what you wish?
It has been a damn good race, but, you know, I just can't say that. I can't say. You know, I'm on the outside looking in. Cars look slow when they buy themselves. What the motherfucker give you ugly
false
clip.
Impression.
Yep. Don't
cost
you
to see
about that,
though. Yeah. Well, the good thing is now is this, you know, all this bad weather, tricky weather, pollen, cold, windy, all these things that affect racetracks should be going behind us now in South Carolina. It's getting to the point where it's, you know, the weather's going to be good. So I look forward to being at the racetrack. I'm looking forward to, you know, being at Tate Race, too. Coming over there trying to get my ass kicked or kick me a bitch in the ass. It's time for me to kick a motherfucker in the nuts. I can't keep losing.
Well, you got to get your shit together, girl. All I can tell you.
Bobby, you ain't like that from shot. You talking like that's a shot or something. You throwing a shot or something. That's shot something. My shit together. What the fuck is you talking about? I'm trying to put it on a bit. That's why you ducking, because you know I'm together. You don't want to get a fair race up because you know my shit right.
Rob.
What?
You just accident waiting to happen, man.
Well, get you some money, Bobby. Get you some $2,000 then, or $5,000. If I'm an accident waiting to happen, I'm going to take. If I'm an accident. Okay, look. If I'm an accident waiting to happen, I take 1-1 from you. Fuck it, at Tate Race.
How can I do it, Rock? And you know I've been
at Tate Race. By the time we get to Tate, I take 1-1 from you, 2-on-5, and you can go on and fucking make me an accident.
I can't give you the 1-1. Well, show me
boy,
that you
eat
you,
your
that
balls,
you
then, motherfucker.
Show
eat
me
your
that
balls.
You can't win with that
yeah.
motherfucking back.
Stay out the way.
And then
scared,
I start coming.
Are you scared as hell? You're scared as hell, Bobby.
You the Rock, the Bounty Hunter.
Yo, you know that. I'm gonna get off this phone, man. We ain't gonna stay on this phone tonight. Ain't nobody talking about shit. And you know, we do this for fun over here on no bullshit. And I ain't having no fun right now. Ain't got nothing to talk about. Nobody to fuck with. Bobby don't want to race. I'm trying to get fucked up. Won't nobody take the deposit.
Rock, I'm gonna call bullshit on you, Rock, because you don't
hold
nobody
want to race. Hold on, Dre. Shut up. So look, hey, Bobby, now. Well, I saw Chris Jones over at Carolina.
Who is that?
2 weeks ago. You know, the
Candy Crush.
And I went up to them in their camp and cussed them out and locked Matt Jones in. Not Matt Jones. Matt McLaughlin. I locked it in with Chris. Candy Crusher. Not Candy Crusher. The Shaka Zulu car. 1-on-5 at Tate's race running at 6 o'clock on Saturday. Right? So I'm trying to get a motherfucker to hold the money. He says to me, I don't need nobody to hold my money. We locked. Okay? You follow me, right?
Yeah.
So I call him, been calling this man for a week, trying to get a deposit man, rather with Willie Dog or a tight man, somebody as a deposit figure to be in the middle of me and this man. He can hold his money because I trust him with his money, but we need somebody to imply the rules. You understand what I'm saying? To keep us in the happy zone. Do you know me? That man won't answer my goddamn phone call. So what am I supposed to think with this new age racing?
Well, you know he be on the dog show every day. All you got to do is call the dog show.
But listen, there's a point I'm trying to make.
But if he won't answer your phone call, that means he don't want to race.
No, but listen. He said to me at the racetrack, we were locked. Now, my question is for me, right? Just hypothetically for me. I'm trying to call the man. He won't answer, right? He used to answer my calls. Won't answer my calls no more, right? okay, so just say I don't come from California and I don't go to state race. Do I owe that man any money?
Well, yeah, because y'all ain't got it straightened out. If he said y'all locked, y'all locked.
No, hell no. See, that's how wrong that. This new shit is fucked up.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is you said y'all rebelly locked. You said, okay, you trust him about that. But now you come back and say, well, you need to try to find
exactly.
him locked in. I don't know about
that.
Y'all locked in. It's a locked in bet.
Okay, but let me ask you this then. Okay, so we say that. Say I get down to Tate Ray's. I don't speak to him no more between 9 and 10. I get to Tate Ray's, and we get down there, and that man tell me, man, I ain't locked you in, or he don't even come with the car. Then what?
Well, I can't speak on that because I just told you once again, he would be on Dog Show. You don't want
okay.
to call Dog Show, you ain't trying to sign.
I called Dog Saturday. To try to be the middleman to that situation. But what I'm
hey,
saying
Rob, Rob, why don't you do this here right now? Why don't you call Dog now and have Dog call the man and see what's up right now while
hey,
you're on your
Dre,
show?
Dre,
that way the
Dre,
shit recorded.
Dre, what I'm trying to do is teach a motherfucker something about this racing. Because a lot of bitches on this phone don't even know how to race. That's number one. So I'm trying to do racing 101. So another mother don't have a situation like I done got myself into, and I call myself a smart racer with certain shit. Now I'm in a hell of a jam.
You might be too smart.
That's what I'm saying.
I
might be the outsmart myself. But what I'm saying to you is this though: if me and this man have spoken and said that that's locked, I'm saying if I'm thinking it's locked right now today. I know if I don't come or whatever, I got to pay this man. But here it is, I'm trying to get a middleman in between to make sure. Because if he ain't answering my calls all of a sudden, then obviously, because to me, ain't nothing really locked unless you got a deposit man and some money put up.
Well, you shouldn't have got off the phone with him about doing all that.
We wasn't at the phone. We was in front of each other.
He wasn't ready to race right then. His car must not been ready. And yours wasn't at the track at the time. So, now, if y'all want to lock the race, y'all need to call tomorrow on the show.
I'm going to call over there tomorrow. But all I'm saying is, Bobby, is the way racing is now, you call these lock-ins, but sometimes calling them don't be good enough. You need a damn deposit man in between it. And I'm telling you, I've seen situations like this stop racing.
In some senses, yeah. But,
yeah.
you know, that's just like Helen. You call a bet, it's going to be a bet with us. That's just it. You know, people say, you 90% of the time, you know who you can lock up with money like that.
You right. 773-7115. Who is this?
Yeah, Rock, you better get your deposit, man, and keep down that bullshit.
That's what I say, too. I'm trying to handle it, but shit, I can't goddamn get nobody on it. I've been calling the man.
Call Willie Dog and call the man.
Hey, look, Dre. Listen, Dre, you done said that shit 66 times. I heard you on that. And that's
well,
what
dumb motherfucker, dude, if you hollering about you trying to get something done, evidently you not trying to get it done just like he not.
Dre.
Huh? You
know what? Dre, Let me call Willie Dog right now. Let me call Willie fucking Dog.
Well, like Bobby said, some people you can trust. I smell bullshit in there.
Exactly. You want to get to the bottom of something, get your goddamn third party on, and you have your third party call the other motherfucker, and then y'all talking. This shit is recorded on the show, so you'll know that it's locked.
Exactly. Hey, Willie Dog, if you're on the line, hit the one button, man. I just tried to call that your little ass, and you ain't answering. Now, see, if I call Chris Jones, I know he's going to be hot with me. Let me see if I can call his ass. See if I can call him, y'all. Hold on 1 second. I know what to do. Okay, let's see. Y'all, I'm trying some new shit. Y'all, hold on 1 second. Tired of this shit. I want a
know if the racing will go on or not.
Brock, I want to see you get your third victory, too, man. I want to see you get your third victory.
Man, fuck all that. Shut the fuck up, Dre. I don't need you to talk for me, you bitch, you.
Damn, well, I got to feel pissed.
I just like getting, I like getting fucked up with somebody else. That's all good. And ain't nothing wrong
pain
with that.
Pain free.
Some people like hurting themselves when they get mad, cutting their arms and wrists. Shit like that. I ain't quite to that point.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
Oh, shit. He don't want to answer the phone. See? That's what I'm saying. Same guy. Willie Dog, hit the goddamn one button, man.
Willie Dog ain't thinking about you.
I know. It ain't nobody thinking about me. That's all right. Hey, look. That's all right. Ain't nobody got to think about old Rocco.
I tell you what you do. I'm going to call you tomorrow. They're going to be on the phone. I don't know their number, but they're going to be on their phone tomorrow.
Hey.
Tight man
somewhere. I don't know where the fuck Tight Man at. Tight man under a truck. Oh, hold on. I got a motherfucker. Bobby,
hold on, Rock. Hold on, Rock.
Yeah.
Hello.
Sniper.
Hello? Yeah.
You on a no bullshit show, man. We calling you to fuck with you tonight. What's happening with you?
What's happening?
Ain't that, man. I'm just on here with old Memphis Racer. Better known as Bobby Hill. Got him on the phone. He ain't raised no fucking battery.
Yeah, you
so,
giving him hell, ain't
you? Hey, shit, he deserved hell. I tried to run the man because I lost my $2,000. I told him I'd take my Mustang and run it. How would we work this out? You know what he told me? Like,
what?
The back fucking tire. He said all you give me is back tire.
Well, you see, I offered you something.
Hey,
better than nothing.
Hey, hold on. But you wouldn't go out there with that, would you?
Hell, I wouldn't.
Yeah, well, I'm back.
You ain't. You would take my car and go out there fucking with the Memphis Racer with the back tire.
Oh, I was talking about with my car.
No, I ain't talking about your car. I'm talking about with that shit I got. Would you go out there fucking with him taking the back tire? Tell me that.
I don't know. I guess I'd see how he's looking.
Yeah, shit. Ain't no fucking way I'd take my car and go run the Memphis race with no back tire.
It ain't nothing but gambling.
Nope.
You ain't trying to get off the line yet. I've been goddamn having problems.
But look, you all the gambling go your way. Everybody giving you something, but you can't get nothing. Fuck that. Give me the head up break and you can break your clock.
You ain't got nothing to do with what happened. Over here, but you and
I know, but
yeah,
you
but
can get the
that,
back.
Don't let that bury you.
Well, I've been at the track when you. I was at the track when you got all that. The head up break
okay,
and one in the break.
Toss, I'm tricking somebody. Ain't got nothing to do with you.
But the question is, who you tricking? Yourself or the motherfucker you racing?
The motherfucker that I'm racing.
I'm just asking. Well, let me trick you then, Bobby. Damn.
I ain't that big a damn fool. Mama didn't have no tricks.
Oh, okay. Picked
up a kid.
The backstage tire. I can't handle that.
No. Show me that you can whoop me.
No, I can't do that. Sniper, what you got? Sniper, what you got going on, Sniper? I heard you got a race coming up.
Yeah, I'm trying to do something on the 21st down there in Darlington in May. I'll try to run the ruler, try to give Herb some actions.
How you trying when you already locked in? I got the deposit money. I'm the deposit man on that race. You already locked in. You ain't trying to run the damn man. Y'all locked in the race.
I'm being gentle in my words.
Bobby talking to you. I heard the Memphis Racer addressing you. Let me slow up. Let me shut up.
What's up?
What you said to him, Memphis Racer?
I said he said he's trying to get Herb some action on that day. That's what the hell he said.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you said ask him was he looking for some action. My bad.
Oh, I didn't say that.
Oh. Hey, what
yeah, trying to do.
Doing a shootout too?
Yeah, trying to do a 29 tire shootout.
How much money?
$5,000
Oh shit! I'm gonna turn into a shootout motherfucker myself. Racing going to shit. I might start doing a shootout.
Yeah, it's just, some of the people like it. I'm not a big fan of them, but I'd rather match up and grudge. I sometimes feel like the shootout take away from the grudge races, but, you know, I guess that there's it takes all kinds, you know.
What's the difference when they won't grudge race? So, yeah, you got to entertain the people. They're paying the money. They're paying the dough.
Yeah.
Damn,
hey, it takes all kinds. I mean, like some people might not grudge race at all. And then there's some that are on the fence that might would grudge race if there wasn't a shootout. So I think there's pluses and minuses to it. I mean, you know, just because I might not like it doesn't mean it's right. So, you know, you got to kind of do what the majority
right.
of the people want. So, as a fan.
The spectators is who you're trying to please, not the racers.
Well,
the racers can't
you know,
please themselves. If you have
$5,000
shootout, that motherfucker's coming.
Spectators pay the bills.
Right. Well,
right.
I got a different way to look at it, but
right. I've been in a situation with shit. You're not having but 25, 15, or 20 cars there, but you got 3,000 people in there. But do
yeah,
you want
right.
to just try to get, goddamn it, 100 cars and goddamn it, 500 people there? Your ass in the hole then. So I think
grudge races don't pay no bills. The spectators pay the bill.
Right. Well,
thank you.
I'm not trying to create no bills. I'm just trying to go out and have a good time and get a little racing on. That's about it.
That's cool.
And, so that's what we're going to try to do and come down. I really like Darlington. I've raced there a bunch of times, and I enjoy the track. I'm glad that Mr. Miller took it over and did something with it and got it back on par, it sounds like. So I'm excited to get back down there. I haven't been down there a couple of years.
Just why are you having a shootout? Just not all grudge.
That was some of the thought. You know, there's just so many other races going on. If I thought they could be pulled off with just grudge only, that's exactly what I'd do. But because there's so many races from now every weekend, there's 2-3 tracks having grudge events and grudge races going off. So that makes it tough to really put together 5 or 6 good, strong grudge races. And it may turn better as it gets closer, but, you know, you got Mike's event coming up. You know, there's just so many events right now that it's hard to really – how can you get somebody – tell somebody lock in for next month when, you know, I mean, there's 3-4 events coming up. So, you know,
well,
when it gets 2 weeks out, I think that's when you got to put the push on it. Yeah.
Well, if you got people that's following you anyway, when you just have an open dope grudge, my folks gonna start locking in anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe.
Well,
maybe.
Well, you know, I've been around the scene for a little bit. It's a strange scene. I know how it could be so clicky at times.
You do like we have done in the past. Put out there who are interested in coming to do a shootout. Before you fuck your mind off or decide which way you're going to go with your money, you're going the wrong way. And see how many
right.
hits you get back on it. You know, see how
well,
many
that,
people, that's, you know what I'm saying?
That's what we're doing. We've made some calls and talked to some people, and that's kind of what we're doing. And, you know, we're almost a month out, so we really got to start putting the push on it. So that's the next move. So We'll see what plays out. Right now, the plan is to shoot out. But
you going to Alabama, Huntsville, to that race the week before the one you got, or that's too much travel on you?
I don't know. It's hard to say. That's a little further away from me. That Huntsville's a long ways from me. I mean, Darlington's six and a half hours from me. But, Huntsville is,
Yeah. You've got to bring your ass down here in order to get some people to come up there.
Yeah, well.
Show your face, the plate.
Yeah, I've showed my face a lot in the last 6 years. Trust me, I don't think many people burn up the highway more than me, but lately I haven't. But lately we've been doing more up our way, trying to grow our area. But
6 years, but see, that's another thing is you got to start giving your people something different to see. They can only see the same thing.
Well,
come bring your
fire, man. Well, Bobby, look, do the right thing with me and we can get a motherfucker something different to see. Get your ass down. I know it, but I'm trying to race you, though, Bobby, for real, though. I ain't just talking shit. I'm really trying to fucking race you, man. I'm not clown time.
I tell you what,
I'm
going to lay your ass down for a sniper race. You can bet your ass on that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, okay.
Well,
uh-oh. And I'm going to put a stiff in it. If you lose, you got to go to sniper race. If I race you...
I'm going to be at sniper race. I'm going to Tate race and sniper race. I'm going to them two races for sure. That's why I can't make the 28 because I'm going to them two races. 765, 25-21. Now, how you going to... Let me see who this is. 765, 25-21.
Yeah.
Who is this?
Yeah, this is Brian from Indiana. That race with you, that ain't no fair race. That ain't no fair race with you, and that back tire ain't no fair race. So you said no way to hit the one button. I'm being like, that ain't no fair race.
What?
P.L.
Man,
P-L
I appreciate
and,
you being honest, man.
That ain't no fair race.
With who, me?
Yeah, that ain't no fair race.
P.L. against the Memphis gangster.
You don't think so?
No, that ain't no fair race. Now, 1-1, that might be fair right now.
You ain't,
but,
you ain't
saw. When you get to
you
Huntsville,
ain't saw Rock Car Run, hey.
I seen a Rock Car Run. I seen
car
a run.
Run.
I seen a run.
Pretty damn fast too, ain't it?
It's pretty fast, but the back tire ain't fair.
Okay.
I'm just. I mean, you want my,
hey,
I'm just gonna, you want somebody
did
hit the one button? That ain't fair. Huh?
Hold on. Let me see. I got another motherfucker to hit the one button. Let's see who this is. Hold on. 240 2987. Who is this?
This twin from the DMV, what's going on, Rock? Or shall I call you Rick Flair?
What's up, player?
I can't call.
What's that with?
But a fair race would be if the Memphis racer lets you get up out of there, and we'll see you on the other end.
That's right.
That would be a fair race.
That's right. You know what I'm saying?
That would be a
fair race. Whole motherfucker hitting one button. Now, you said people weren't going to hit the one button, Bobby, racer, Memphis racer. Hold on. 706-8384, who is this?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I ain't saying nothing. I got too much background. See, Bobby, you said nobody was going to hit the one button. Now people hitting the one button, your ass go quiet.
Man, they on your show. They want to be heard.
I knew you were going to say that bullshit. Bobby, you full of shit. The Memphis Racer. Bobby Hill. Hey, Sniper.
Yeah.
Sniper.
Yeah.
Tight man changed Bobby Cole's name. But when you address him from now on, his name is Bobby Hill. No, I take that back. Sunshine Love changed his name. And Tight Man stamped it. His name is Bobby Hill, the Memphis Racer.
Oh, man.
You take the gangster out of his motherfucking name. Ain't nothing gangster about
this. How this scenario, huh?
You a tight man can't do it. You a tight man, can't you? Y'all paid me $2,000 punk out money.
Uh-oh.
See, Bobby, you had to say that shit again. Lock your ass in 2-on-5, motherfucker, for sniper race. You bastard, you, with the 1-on-1.
I'm going to be at sniper race. I got to call Mike and see where he's going to be at.
2-on-5, you'll be there. Ain't nothing on the 21st, I don't think.
I don't know. I can't do that. I got to call Mike and see where he's going to be at.
Well, call him right now. Call him right now. 2-on-5, 1-on-1, motherfucker. I'm tired of you. Bitch, you. That way I can kill off them boys at Tate race and come on back up the highway and show out in dogs.
Oh, man.
Call Mike.
Hey, Rock.
Sniper,
sound
I might
like
get
me.
Kill at your race.
Yay. Hey, Rock.
Sound like you what?
Hey, huh? Rock. Sound like to me. You sound like to me. You got sound like to me. You got something for the Memphis gangster. Oh, racer. My bad. I ain't even disrespect yourself.
I don't know. I just be trying to race, man. That shit don't really matter to me who it is. If I get something I think I got to fight stand with, I mean, shit. 1-on-1 really ain't no spot.
So this is what I'm going
like
to know, Rock.
I like to hit a break. Shit. That 1-on-1 ain't shit.
So this is what I want to know, Rock. Are you going to get across Cubby's ass this year or what?
Man, come on, man. I thought we were having a serious conversation, and you brought Cubby Bannister into this conversation. Really, man. Cubby's a joke in y'all in y'all neighborhood, so you know damn well what he is in mine. He get eaten up.
No,
you
Rock, I just had to say that.
Yeah.
I just had to say that just to fuck with you, Rock, just to fuck with you, because I already know how everybody feel in this area.
Cubby Bannister is the biggest joke in all of drag racing. I'm just going to give him that title. And I know it might be a little hard on Cubby, and I probably shouldn't say this, but until Cubby show a motherfucker some... Man, Cubby, I went all the way to Greensboro because Cubby said he was coming to damn Greensboro, trying to sneak up on him. This motherfucker don't even come. I don't know what kind of shit that is. And then he don't send me text messages with the smiley faces and all that shit laughing at me. Now I'm chasing him around. He got to do better, man. Sniper, who else you ain't got nobody but her, right? Anybody else locked in on that date? That you know of?
No, not yet. I was trying to wait to after Mike Hill's race this weekend before we really pushed on it. You know, I try not to take away from the other big events. So
yeah, for sure.
So
yeah, that's
once we get through this weekend, then I was going to start trying to push on. There's a few other races that I thought would be good that I got people talking with on trying to get it to happen. So
Mike race not this weekend, it's next weekend, right?
Next week.
It's 2 weeks from now. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
This weekend is Damon
from.
Race. Then the weekend after that, yeah. So,
oh,
hey, look,
okay.
But I'm going to tell you something. See if you can get that car Kool-Aid with Mark Hayes. You know,
oh, dude.
Tell him I want to run that Kool-Aid car or Cubby's car. I run either one of them. You got the authority to lock me in with either one of them cars.
Yeah. Okay, I'll do some work on that this week.
Yeah, you can lock me in with any of them cars.
Okay.
You got the authority. Lock me in.
Nice.
If Memphis Racer say anything to you, if he give me one and one or the head up break, you got the authority to lock me in. If you ever get out of line, you got the authority to lock me in. You got that.
What he supposed to do? Turn cogwheels and flips and shit?
No. I'm just giving them some authority. You remember them boys gave me the authority to lock your ass in, and you bowed out gracefully. You remember that?
Sniper.
When the Southern told me to lock you in.
You really got the authority to lock some in that ain't gonna bring two people with it. So be careful.
Well, in case some, are you on 29 now, Bobby, or did y'all not make that change yet?
Yeah, we're trying to get back on. We're on 29. We're trying to do a little testing with it.
All right. Well,
if you and
Rock don't work something out, I might be interested in doing something with y'all then.
Uh-oh.
That's a pretty good idea with you.
I'll let y'all get to you. This next event or two, and then we'll touch back on it. I do got a serious match ahead of me already, but I wouldn't mind putting together maybe one more race for the day.
Well, that's all right with me. We're going to run Tony this weekend, and we're going to run that shootout, that four-car shootout, and then we got a shootout the day after. So.
Who you running?
Go from there.
Who you say you running, Bobby? This weekend. Run Tony this weekend.
Oh, shit.
Hey, look, what I seen in that goddamn trailer, you don't need to be worrying about that. Shit, you had a...
Yeah.
So I'm about to jump off here. I got some stuff going on here at the thing, but I'll get on your show next week, right?
Okay, where that race gonna be at anyway?
Darlington.
Hey, Hey, Memphis Racer.
Yeah.
I got somebody on the phone. Hey, Heard.
Yeah.
I got the Memphis Racer on the phone and the DC Sniper on the phone. Two people that are going to be in your business kind of soon. You got anything you want to say to them?
No, shit, man. DC Sniper, I'm going to kill that man. He got a fucking hit. I got a fucking hit on that boy. I'm going to get him tomorrow, so May the 21st or whenever that damn race is down there, bro. I'm gonna kill that boy. I'm gonna get him. I owe him something. I'm coming to see him. I got something special for him. and then that Memphis gangsters boy, me and him, we'll see each other next week.
We'll see each other next week. Hold up, Herb. You gotta call him by his name now. His name is not Memphis Gangster no more. His name is the Memphis Racer.
Herb didn't have to pay that $2,000. You did.
Man, listen, his name is the Memphis Racer, not Memphis Gangster.
Memphis Racer? You said Memphis Racer or Racer?
Yeah. No, Memphis Racer.
A motherfucker that walks around paying goddamn lockups just for, the, you know, just so somebody can hear him on the show. You know, you don't pay that motherfucker no attention.
Well, let me ask you one thing. Hey, let me ask you something, though. Let me ask you something, Bob. I'm glad you brought that up.
Rock, I got to keep it down the middle now. With each finger, and what I'm going to do, I got to keep it down the fucking middle. You my boy, man. But I got to keep it down the middle. Now, that motherfucking Bobby, he ain't got no... Now, he remind me a lot of myself now. That son of a bitch ain't got no kind of sense now. He will lock up. He will run a bitch now. Now, whether he'll... And whatever the outcome will be now, we don't know. That song will run a motherfucker now.
He ain't like
you. In that rock.
He ain't like you, Herb. Stop the bullshit. This motherfucker ain't like you. If he was like you, guess what he's trying to offer Peon with his car? The backstage tie. How the fuck I can run that race and try to win? Fuck out of here.
I saw that shit coming on down there.
That's the Memphis race. That motherfucker ain't going to race nobody unless it's locked.
Like I told you, is you gotta show me that you can't whip me.
My setup say I can't whip you. Shit.
Oh no. You got 29s on. You need to put some 28s on.
Just like Jeff Rogers and the rest of them motherfuckers. No. And then if I put them on, then
what kind of race you won't think you're fair, Rock? What kind of race you think fair?
The head up break, but I know that ain't gonna happen. So I take the 1-1. And show nephew he can't do shit on nephew. I try that. 1-1, I try. I might got a chance with 1-1. Maybe. I don't think 1-1. No,
you put 28 on, you got it.
No, about it. Don't worry. I see you soon. Be just like you.
Other than that, you sit like me. Stay in your lane.
I will. I'm going to stay right where the fuck I belong.
Just like Tony them to let that young punk off the goddamn porch. Uncle Larry, let your little ass off the porch. Stay in your lane.
I'm going to stay in my lane. I'm going to stay right in my lane. But I will see that ass before the end of this year heads up. And don't you fucking cry. Don't you fucking cry. Don't you cry. That's all I can tell you. Don't cry and all that. Kim and Han, I got to see what Mike at, motherfucker. Mike can't make it. You need to get your ass over there. On your own,
I'm
like you did for the 2000.
I'm baking a cake for you, just for you.
Good.
So
you better bake.
Stop building your playhouse, because I'm
you
the
bet.
Motherfucker to dad now.
Good. I'm baking
now.
One, too.
I'm testing
just
now.
Just for your ass.
I'm testing
okay.
Now. I had that motherfucker right when I come to Dollarton now. I'm going to have that son of a bitch right.
Well, lock in. Lock that lie in, you son of a bitch. You lock it in. Lock the lie in if you're going to have it in Dollarton.
I'm going to have it right in Dollarton.
I know I'm going to be there. Lock the lion.
This weekend?
No, not this weekend, no.
What the fuck are you talking about, Dalton?
We're talking about the 21st.
I'm
what,
not locked in. No more races. The after Mike race. After Mike race, I'm through. I'm
yeah,
going to
well,
third
we'll talk. Yeah, yeah.
Tate race.
We'll talk that.
Tate
we'll
race.
Talk. I'll be at Tate race.
I'm at Tate race. I get on your ass. But other than that, after Mike race, I'm not even. Fuck on that car. I'm going to get my foot ready so I can walk. I ain't locking in shit up.
I'll make you walk, motherfucker. I'll make you walk. You get that lock-in right. I'll walk around that track, I promise.
You'll be walking in pain or in joy, with joy. One way or the other, you will be walking, I promise you.
If I don't get the walk, trust me, you won't see that motherfucking Ford out no more. this is business here. I got to get back working.
I hear you, man. Well, listen, hey, Herb. Hey, Herb, you what?
I'm off with no pay, goddammit.
Oh, that ain't worth the fuck. You gotta get that shit.
Right, where, Rock?
I was finna tell y'all, we finna get the hell out of here. This show done been on long enough. I done covered all the shit I need to cover, and I got to go back to work. I'm actually playing hooky.
What? Why y'all getting off so fucking early? What y'all been talking about?
We done been on an hour, 20 minutes. Yeah.
An hour, man. This man get on the fucking show for a goddamn hour.
No, no, no. I'm looking at my clock. This motherfucker's an hour and 17 minutes, which I rounded it up. So I went 20 minutes. Bobby, listen, I would stay a little longer, but you don't want to do nothing. You on here trying
you
to stop racing instead of
ever racing. Ain't nobody talking. Ain't nobody talking.
Yeah, I got microphones on. The people done said
I'm out here turning books, man. I'm up on the car now trying to get this motherfucker on stand right.
Uh oh. Don't tell Bobby that. Because listen. Hey, Herb, watch this. Bobby, are you listening to me? Bobby, are you listening? If you run Herb in that shootout, I'm gonna bet you a smooth 500. Is that a bet?
Yes, that is a bet.
If you and Herb run in the shootout, we are betting $500.
Me and you
locked in.
Is it locked?
It's locked.
Okay.
If y'all run in the shootout, I'm betting $500 on Herb.
I heard that, Rock.
No. Yeah, that's all I need. A witness. See how simple that is? Now, hey, Herb, I locked down Shaka Zulu in, and I can't figure out if I'm really locked in or not. We said it, but hell, I'm trying to get a middleman.
Hey,
I want to run.
Wait a minute. Where y'all locked in for?
We locked in for Tate Race down in Huntsville on the 14th.
Hey, 14.
I've been trying. I want to take. I want shit. I take one and one from him with Nina for Saturday.
I don't know. Hold on. I think I got Matt McLaughlin on them. Let's see if we can call this motherfucker. He might have. I know everybody's
on there. What car Jack was trying to run in with today, dude? What car Jack was trying to run rock car with?
I'm sitting at the Darren got street sweeper, street killer, some shit. What that car they talking about, Rock Dana?
Who you talking about? For who? Run who with?
Darren said that he got street sweeper, street swine, or wine street.
Oh, sin killer.
Yeah, sin killer. That way it was.
They
want to
lock
killer.
You in with it.
Yeah, I was trying to lock them in. I tried to lock them in for fucking what's the name, but they wouldn't come. But yeah, they can't lock me in for this weekend. I ain't gonna be there. But I told them if they locked in for Mike Race, I'd make a special trip over there on their ass.
They was on that today, wanted to lock your ass in. Mario just told them, wait till you come back or some shit.
Mario told them if you want to, if they're locked in for next week, you'll run them. But
yeah.
I don't know what happened with that.
They ain't going to do it. Motherfuckers going to sit and be burping and farting. And they ain't going to do that. If they run, well, I can cut because I can't come this weekend. But if they lock in where I can come and run their for Mike Ray, I'll come to Carolina and run. I'll fly in on their ass and fly back out. Because they like to bet that paper.
Hey, Bobby, did Tate say that Donnie ain't going to have his car in his race?
I think Donnie's daughter is having a graduation or some shit prom, and he I don't think he's going to be able to come to Tate Ray.
Oh, for real?
Oh, how in the hell his right-hand man ain't going to come?
He might can come.
Well, that problem, his daughter come.
Yeah, his daughter going to come. Mike already said that. But he said he might be there Friday and fly out. He won't be there for Saturday.
I was going to tell you, I might get on his fucking ass if that bitch speak together. I'm about to put an end to some of this shit going around here. I might be on his fucking ass now.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
man.
Wait,
that's
from the
north.
Yeah, I ain't locking in nothing. I got to get to this way. I ain't doing nothing else. I'll be good if I get to this fucking ring.
See if we can get old Maddie down for the phone. Matt McGraw.
Damn, babe.
Yeah, motherfucker, ain't laughing on the phone. How you hang this shit up? Well, I guess they won't answer tonight. Hold on, we got somebody on the phone. Let's see who this is. I been looking for that motherfucker all night. Then when I talked to him, he was at work earlier, so I don't know if he got, you know, motherfucker trying to get that check. It's hard to be talking on the phone, man. Hard to be talking on the phone.
You got a point. You got a fucking point. Well, I'm about to get back up under this damn phone, bro. I got to get this done, but we got work to do, bro. I told you, ain't no rear end or nothing in this motherfucker. We working like a motherfucker.
Get to work, Eric. Get to work.
I gotta make these balls and all this shit, man. I got all that shit. So I don't know what I'm gonna practice.
Just bake the cake. Don't tell them about the cake. Just bake it. Go and bake the cake. About to get scared. The Memphis Racer will fucking get scared. So get off the phone.
Hey, we can have wheelie balls too, because I don't think nobody stepped it. We can't have wheelie balls, right?
Hell
no, you can't have a little bit of wheelie ball. Well, if y'all ain't sipping, motherfucker, you got it.
I gotta go back and listen to this show. I'll fuck around. But, alright, y'all, let me let y'all guys through, man. I'll talk to you.
All right. Well, look here, man. Bobby, you know, I respect everybody. But I got to go back to work. I do have a. I got to make this cheese over here. Cause unfortunately, damn, somebody else hit one button. I don't see what this is. They keep clicking their hand up, then it go down. Cause I don't know if many people know anything about LA, but this is a high rent district. And if you got you some rent or some ownership over here, then you know you can't be playing on the clock or you can't be playing around with that money, because your ass is late on the third day, not the fifth or the tenth. They mark you late over here on the third. So I ain't got time to be playing and have my shit late. The mother want to put me out. I got a wonderful view, and I love it. Fuck you, Bobby. Hey, Bobby, why you got to laugh at me, man? I'm serious. I'm dead serious about what I'm saying about this situation I got going on. But racing is my love, and I'm going to continue doing it. I'm going to be at the racetrack all year long. I'm going to race a lot more than last year. I don't know if I'm going to win no races, but if I'm there, you can trust and believe I'm going to be in action with somebody's ass. And if I can get the Memphis racer to kind of be fair on his ass, I go, because I owe him something. See, y'all don't know. This shit been going on for a long time between me and this man. See, this man ain't going to tell the truth really about it. That $2,000 was glorious to him. Because that $2,000 was a fraction. Matter of fact, it was 2/16. If you're good at math, you can figure it out. It was 2/16 of what I got. Yeah. So,
he
you
said,
know what I mean?
He said he holds it for you, Rock. All you got to do is come get it.
No. What I'm telling you is the $2,000 I gave him was glorious. You should have seen his face when he got it. It looked like a motherfucking kid in a candy store. Because
I can imagine.
That was the longest walk I ever seen a man walk to go get that bread. He was walking like a broke dick dog.
Punk kid.
What?
You didn't saw me race. You didn't saw me race a plenty of time.
Yeah.
What I bet is what I bet. That's just
well,
you can win.
We ain't talking. Brother, all I'm saying is when you got 2,000 out of me. Yeah, but you know it's tough to get some money out of me, period. Bobby, we've been at this for a while, and you know it's hard to get some money out of me, man. You know that. It's hard. And any way you can earn it.
Listen, man.
Let me say something to you. The fans know my work. I ain't got to talk about it. I'm on a little downside right now. I lost a couple of hell. I don't want enough to lose some. I got to lose some. If I keep winning all the time, these scary motherfuckers like you will always think I'm a winner and won't run me or be fair like you're doing now. So obviously my reputation precedes itself, and I'm cool with that. I'm cool with having a bad rep. I'm the cat that when your daughter bring him home, you don't want your daughter with me. That's me.
Oh, man.
We need a bad guy. We need a bad guy.
Hey, Rock.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Man, you,
I'm listening.
You could have said that, but you shouldn't have said it like that.
Why?
Keep on going with the show. Because, Rock, you...
straighten it. I'm listening. I want you to straighten it. Don't bite your tongue, man. We don't do that over here. Don't bite your tongue. Say what you feel.
Hey, Rick Flair.
No fake. Ain't no fake over here.
Hey, Rick Flair, listen like this. This is the no bullshit show. I got a niece.
If you gonna tell me
that, now say your son meet up with my niece. Now I got to watch him because of what his daddy said. Hold on now. What's going on now? You know? You could have said that,
okay. But
you shouldn't have said it like that. You
know
what I mean?
Well, I ain't talking about my son.
Hey, Rock,
I'm talking about the daddy. I'm talking about the daddy, not the son. The daddy ain't worth a fuck, and the daddy will fuck you up. I ain't the guy that you want to be fucking around with, fucking with no racing. That's what I'm saying, and everybody on the phone know what the hell we're talking about.
Hey, Rock,
that's why Memphis
Racer
only
want to
give me the back tie.
Hey, Rock, put it like this. I'm going to put it to you like this. You're not the guy that everybody want to meet in a black alley.
For what? I ain't going to finna do nothing to him. Shit, I'm going to run from there. If we in a black alley and I'm in the alley with another motherfucker and I don't know him, I'm finna get the hell away from him. Hey, Bobby. Bobby, why I need 28? Motherfucker, I don't need no 28. I got a cake baking for your ass, I swear. Okay, Bobby, okay, fine. I'm going to keep them, and when I come, I'm going to have 29. I got a good cake baked for your motherfucking ass. You just sit tight. Hold tight. I got something for you real soon.
Only thing I ask you is have a stock front end like me and bring your
ass. Listen, I'm going to say this one more time. I'm not class racing, Bobby. If you want to class race, find somebody else. I'm racist.
Well, that's
shit.
What it is.
You ain't got, okay, look. You ain't got the same, listen, okay, look. Watch this. Listen. You got fiberglass doors. You got fiberglass front end. Your wheelbase longer than mine. Your motor bigger than mine. Everything you got, I don't have. So why is you saying that shit?
You saying you're baking a cake. Make sure you bake the motherfucker well done.
Listen.
Stock front end on it.
Listen. How you? Okay, but whoa, listen. Now I'm going to ask you a question. You're not finna get all up under my front end to see what
evidently,
the fuck I got. I'm coming with a car.
Evidently, it must be a problem.
I ain't racing no style car. I'm not class racing when I come see you.
Oh.
I'm coming for that ass
hey,
on 29.
Well, Rock.
And it ain't no pro mod. I ain't coming with no pro mod. That's all you need to know.
It won't be a pro mod. Come with a stock style front end like me.
Oh, man, I'm getting off. That's enough.
Don't come my
That's
goddamn
enough.
Way.
I'm not coming with a pro mod car.
If you come with a tube chassis car from front to back, don't come my motherfucking way. Don't call my name.
So, Bob, let me ask you a question.
Hold on.
So why you can have more than the next man, and the next man can't have nothing like you?
Hey, listen, you can't run one of them cars in a shootout. If you got a two,
I ask you one more time.
Okay,
why you can have more than everybody else?
I ain't got no more than anybody else.
Shitting me,
I'm
man.
Just like everybody else.
Everybody you racing, you got more than them motherfuckers, but you thinking it's fair.
How?
What you mean, how? Man, come on, Bob. I don't do all that shit there now. You know, you got more equipment than everybody you racing. So stop
man,
the bullshit. Y'all, the only motherfucker had a chance, you kicked him out of the damn shootout because he might have got close to you. You kicked him out.
Because why? Why'd I tell you?
Because he was close to what you had. He had a car capable of whooping your motherfucking ass.
Well, I'm locked in with him this weekend. The same thing I just told you. I'm running a two-chassis motherfucking car, and I ain't running no more. Now, motherfucker, go be you one and run in some other class. You ain't running over him with us with that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, bake your cake. Make sure you got it right, motherfucker. Anything else don't go. I don't care about no motorcycle. I don't give a fuck about none of that. But have a stock front end and bring your motherfucking ass on. That's the way the grudge gang go.
The man had a car capable of whooping your ass, and you knew it, and you kicked
I'm
the motherfucker
gone,
out.
I'm gone, man. Evidently, you ain't got nothing else to talk about.
I don't. Get the fuck off the phone. Get the fuck off the phone, body here. Good night. Son of a bitch, you. All right, we out of here. We gonna get out of here on some suck shit. I don't know why, but Bobby make me sick. I got to say this.
Rock, I'm gonna call. Hey, Rock, this is the bullshit show, and I'm gonna tell your motherfucking ass, Rock, that was some bullshit you just came up with. You sitting there exploding that man's car, talking about, you know what I'm saying, his parts and shit. We don't talk about parts on nobody's show, right?
I talked about the shit visible to your eyes. Fiberglass doors and front end. What the fuck I said different?
One more time. You don't. How you know everybody knew about that shit? Don't nobody know about that man.
You know why you wouldn't know? Because you don't come to the fucking track. If you go to the track, you can see the man got fiberglass doors and front end because he have them off the goddamn car. So I ain't telling nobody nothing. They can't see with their own goddamn eyes. He had a front end off the goddamn car. So you can look down in it, and the doors be off too. It was just over at Union with all that shit off. Again, Memphis Racer ain't trying to run no motherfucking body. He want to run everybody he got more than. And then when a bitch who can step to him, he capping. He class racing. Fuck the Memphis Racer. Bitch ain't trying to
man,
run
and
nobody.
Man told I'm you
honest.
Got your backside, Rock. You not going to try.
And that's fair. That's fair. I tell you what, you can take the car and go racing. Go ahead. I'll let you hold it. Have it.
Hey, I ain't trying to fuck with him.
Hey, Dre, he got to let Rock go for that to be a fair race.
How in the hell he got to let Rock go?
Man,
he got everything.
Hold on. Let me get this straight before we hang on, Rock. Who in the fuck gave Rock the authority for somebody to have to let him do anything? The man asked him what would he do for him. The man told Rock what he'd do for him.
Hey, Dre, we passed that. The man saying what's fair. What do you think is fair?
I'm not going to sit here and say, look, man, I'm going to tell you what I think is fair. That's getting your ass up there running them side by side. Shit, that's fair.
Okay, that's fine.
You don't know what can happen while you race. Dre,
you can take the car and go do that. I'll let you hold it. You like that racing? You like Pion so much? Motherfucker, take the car and race and have at it.
One thing about it, Rock, I don't like Pion, so I ain't going to do the shit. But that's your car. You hollering about you looking for somebody to fucking race.
So Dre, be quiet. All I'm saying is Bobby Clash race. Because when I tell him I'm coming to him, what the first thing he say? You got to have a stock front end like me. What the fuck is that? Ain't but some fucking Clash race. He ain't worrying about what I got now. He ain't Clash racing against me now. Because I got less than what he got. But if he think I'm coming with more, he's capping. And that's all I'm going to say about that. And I'm getting the fuck out of here. And fuck who don't like it, motherfucker. Bye.